Okay, welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're going to start today Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Masechta, obviously, as its name suggests, deals with all sorts of problems related to Avodah Zarah, averos related to Avodah Zarah, harchakos that we have to take from Avodah Zarah, and specifically in the first parak we're going to discuss dealings that we have with people who are oved Avodah Zarah, that there are certain times of the year that we have to be a little more cautious, a little more careful. So says the Mishnah, Lefnei Idein Shalovdik Chavim Shlosha Yamim, 3 days in advance of the holidays of the Ovdei Kochavim, Asru Lases Velases Imahem. It is prohibited to do any sort of business with them, to have business dealings with them, commerce together with Ovdei Kochavim. Rashi explains that the Yisr is because when you do business with them and they feel like they just made a good deal, they're going to go and they're going to be moda to the Avodah Zarah on the Yom Ayid, on the day of the celebration of the holiday. Tells us in Medayik that even melkach u'memkar is asr, even buying and selling, a deal where it goes in both directions is going to be asr. But Rashi later on says that the isr is not buying and selling. The isr is only to sell to them, because normally when someone buys something brand new, he gets excited. So that's where he's going to go, and he's going to be modeh to the Avodah Zarah. But if someone had sold something, a guy had sold something to a Jew, adrabba, he'll be a little bit sad that he had to lose out, that he had sold something to a Jew. But be that as it may, that's a machlokes rishonim, but certainly one has to exercise extra caution in business dealings with an Ovdei Kochavim within 3 days of their holidays. It is also asur lahashilan, to vilishol mehen, to lend them objects or to borrow items from them, and that's going to be a machlokes in the Gemara, why it's asur to borrow from them. Abai is going to say because if you borrow from them, you'll ultimately lend to them as well, and Rava says that no, when you borrow from them, the guy is going to be so excited that Yisrael needed him, that a Jew needed his assistance, that he's going to go and he's going to be modded the Avodah Zarah. And as well, the Mishnah says, Halvosan v'lilvos mehen, to lend them money or to borrow money from them is also going to be aser, even though in English the word borrow is the translation of both shoel and halva'a, and love, they mean different things in Hebrew. Shoel means an item. A milva, a loan, is a dafka money. Leporon v'lefroa mehen, you're also not allowed to pay them back a loan or get paid back from them within 3 days of their holidays, and all of these things is because he's going to be Azul Lamoda, he's going to go and be Moda to the Avodah Zarah for his good luck. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifratin Mehen Mibnei Shemetzer Hulo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can get paid back from them, because that's not going to be a cause of Simcha for the Ovid Kochavim, that's going to be a cause of Tsar for the Ovid Kochavim, that he had to pay the Jew money back. So Amr Lo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Afli Shemetzer Rachshav Semechul Lachrizman. It may sting a little bit that he loses that money, that he now has to pay the Jew back. But ultimately, it's a weight off of his shoulders. He's going to be—he's going to feel that burden lifted from him, and he's going to be very happy in the long run that he paid back the Jew. So therefore, it is something that we are still concerned that he's going to be Azul Moda to the Avodah Zarah. Okay, says the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah said 3 days before the Idehen. So the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas, just the wording of the Mishnah. Is the word Idehen or with an Aleph, or Idehen with an Ayin? So Rav Shmuel Chatani Idehen v'chatani Edehen. One of them had it with an Aleph, the other one had it with an Ayin. Either way, it means the same thing. It means that there was a holiday for the Avodah Zarah. It's just a question of how to properly word it. So Mandutani Edehen l'mishnah. The one that has it with an aleph was not mistaken, and the one that has it with an ayin was not mistaken. Meaning this machlokas is fundamentally different than almost every other machlokas you have in Shas. And normally, each opinion thinks that the other one is totally incorrect. But the one who says eidehen doesn't really fundamentally disagree with the one who says idehen. It's just that each one thinks that their word is a better word to describe the halacha that we're talking about. But it's the same halacha. They both agree to the same halacha. So why is it that both of these words make sense in this context? A man d'tani eidehen l'mishtabesh, the one that says eidehen with an aleph is not mistaken. That makes sense, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says ki karov yom eidam, and the pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. So you see, eidam with an aleph relates to Avodah Zarah. So that Avodah Zarah, the pasuk goes on to say, Yakum v'Azrucham is not going to be able to help you in any way. It's clearly referring to Avodah Zarah. Uman d'tani Eidehen l'mishtabish, and the one that says Eidehen with an ayin is also not mistaken. T'chsiv, because the pasuk says Yitnu Eidehem v'Yitzdaku. The pasuk is also talking about Avodah Zarah, and it uses Eidehen with an ayin. Uman d'tani Eidehen, my time lotani Eidehen. The one that says Eidehen with an aleph, why doesn't he say Eidehen with an ayin? Meaning, what did he find lacking in the Eidehen with an ayin? So Malach Tavra Adif, because he'd rather have used the Lashon of Eidehen with an Aleph, which relates to Lashon of Shever, a Lashon of something that's being broken, that's being destroyed, meaning whenever we talk about Avodah Zarah, we always try to talk about it in a denigrating manner. That's what the Gemara is going to say later on. Kol Leitzenusa Asura Chutz Me Leitzenusa Avodah Zarah. People in general, Jews, are not supposed to make a mockery of things, but to make a mockery of Avodah Zarah is encouraged. So it's okay. So we dafka want to use a word that describes the destruction of Avodah Zarah. Umanda tani Eidein, my tam lo tani Eidein. What about the one who says Eidein with an ayin? Why doesn't he say Eidein with an aleph? Amalach man kagarim lutavra. Who's going to cause the punishment for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Lasadavo, it's edus she idu ba'atzman. It's the testimony that they're going to give on themselves. Hilkach edus adifa. So we go for the root cause of the breakdown of the Avodah Zarah, not just the fact that there's a breakdown of the Avodah Zarah. V'ha yitnu edeim b'yitztaku b'ovdei chavim ksiv, says Gemara, are you sure that the pasuk, when it says yitnu edeim b'yitztaku, is referring to ovdei Avodah Zarah? Habi Yisrael ksiv, it's talking about Jews. Damar b'shom b'levi, because b'shom b'levi taught us, kol mitzvah she Yisrael osin b'ol mazeh, that all the mitzvahs that a Jew does in this world is going to come and be made for him and testify for him in Olam Haba. And how do I know that? Because the pasuk says Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitzdaku. That's a reference to the mitzvahs of the Jewish people. And then the next phrase Yishmu V'Yom Remes Eilu Avdei Chavim. The Avdei Chavim are going to hear the Eidos that our mitzvahs are going to give, that we have done these mitzvahs, and the Avdei Chavim are going to say Emes. They're going to have to acknowledge the truth of that testimony. Ella Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Manda Amar Eidehen Mehacha. The one who says Eidehen, the Raya is from a different pasuk. Pasuk says Yotzei Pesel Kulam Tohu VeChamudehem Bal Yoilu VeEidehem Hema. That those who make the pesel are not considered a substantial contribution. Whatever they're doing is a waste of time, and their pesel is not going to help them at all. And these psalim are going to be made on them la'asadavo, that they're chayiv for having worshipped these psalim. So from that pasuk we see that avodah zarah also is called edus. So the main point over here is that there's a machlokas whether it should be eidehen with an aleph or eidehen with an ayin, but each one has basis in a pasuk. Each of the opinions has basis in a pasuk. And then I guess second main point, our mitzvos will be edus for us la'asad lavo, and the avodah zarahs that are created by the goyim will be edus against them la'asad lavo. Let's go a little bit further. Once we mention Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitzdaku, the Gemara brings drashas on the entire pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. Darish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa V'Yitema Rabbi Simlai. La'asadlav HaMevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah U'manicha B'Cheiko. La'asadlav HaShem is going to bring a Sefer Torah and he's going to put it in his lap. Va'omer, and he's going to declare, L'mi sha'asakba yavo v'yitol scharo. Whoever was osik in this Torah should come and receive his reward. Miyad miskaptun ba'an avdei chavim barbuvya. So the avdei chavim are going to come with total chaos. It's going to be like pandemonium. Everyone's just going to be running all over the place. Shnerma kolagayim nik b'tzu yachtav. Amlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not the way it's going to work here. Al tikansu lefanai barbuvya. There's no chaos over here. You can't come just everyone mixed together. El tikanes kol Uma v'uma v'sofreha. Let every nation and its scribes and its scholars come, and let them come separately, and we'll deal with one at a time. Shnemar v'ye'as v'lu'umim ve'in la'om elamalchus. Shnemar la'om il'om ye'emat. That lu'um is a reference to a malchus. So each malchus has to come one at a time. Umikar Buvyu Kame Akadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, is it even shaykh that there's confusion by Akadosh Baruch Hu? What, they all came at the same time, so Akadosh Baruch Hu couldn't keep track? How could that be? Akadosh Baruch Hu keeps track of every blade of grass that grows on the planet. He can't keep track when there's a crowd of people. No, the point was that they shouldn't, the people themselves, shouldn't get confused and mixed in with each other as they are coming to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we're right in the middle of the story, but we'll stop there and we'll make a second main point, is that La'asu Lavo, Hashem is going to ask anyone who's Osek in Torah to take credit, and the Umos Ha'olam, the Goyim, are going to be forced to come one by one, each nation at a time, to have the conversation about whether they did their job with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll discuss what those conversations consisted of, what each of the nations claimed, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to the claims of each of those nations.